22nd, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK.
Here's the WVIK forecast. Sunshine today. Temperatures then reach about 45 to 50 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, down to about 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, 50 to 55. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Thanksgiving Day Thursday becoming cloudy. There's the chance of showers towards evening. Highs on Thanksgiving should be somewhere between 45 and 50. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
This winter will probably be very close to normal in the Quad Cities, but with the possibility of slightly cooler temperatures and slightly more snow. That's the forecast from the National Weather Service for December through February. Meteorologist Ray Wolf says for the third year, we'll be affected by colder temperatures in the Pacific Ocean, a weather pattern known as La Niña. In a normal winter, this area receives 30 to 35 inches of snow.
If you're a betting person, odds would tend to favor in La Niña winters, maybe a little bit more snow. But the other thing to factor in is recent trends. And we've been kind of on the drier side the last several months.
But he says in the areas to the south, including Peoria and Burlington, annual snowfall has begun to fall due to climate change and a warming planet. The one-month prediction for temperatures in the Quad Cities is for normal readings in December, while the three-month forecast, December through February, is for slightly lower than normal temperatures. The Scott County Board of Supervisors has accepted more than 64,000 ballots cast during the general election, so the results are now official. Monday afternoon, board members asked Auditor Carrie Tompkins about the process and why several recounts of absentee ballots were necessary. To find out, she plans to meet with the absentee ballot board and the manufacturer.
We will have a meeting with our vendor just to go over, again, the process and what do we need to change for the future. We certainly don't want this to happen again. I'm not sure if it was a human error between the day before and election day, or if it was the machine.
The supervisors voted 4-1 in favor of the updated canvas of votes, with Ken Croken as the only nay. Tompkins planned to send all the necessary paperwork to the state on Monday. Last week, after a second machine recount of absentee ballots, the results changed the outcome of the 81st House District race. Democrat Craig Cooper received 6 more votes than his opponent, Republican Luana Stoltenberg. Republican candidate Luana Stoltenberg plans to ask for a recount of the absentee votes in Iowa's 81st House District. The unofficial results of the election 2 weeks ago showed she defeated her opponent, Democrat Craig Cooper, by 29 votes in the Northwest Davenport District. But then, after several absentee vote recounts by the Scott County Auditor, she lost by 6 votes. Stoltenberg has 3 days to formally make the recount request.
According to their own office, the amount of ballots that came in were 23,397 ballots. And so the number they're saying today they're going to reconcile to is 23,362 ballots. That does not reconcile to me.
She says there's a difference of 35 votes. Stoltenberg is not sure whether she will ask for a full recount of all the votes cast in the 81st House District race. The Scott County Board canvassed the ballots Monday, making the results official. Thank you for listening. This is WVIK Quad Cities NPR.